In today's episode, you'll learn what it takes to stand out in a crowded podcast category. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your podcast. This week's question comes from Trevor.
Hey, y'all. Trevor here from 1PD&D, and I'm wondering how to stand out when there's quite a few podcasts in your category. For example, 1PD&D is an actual play podcast where we play Dungeons & Dragons, and there's quite a few of them out there. I'm wondering for inspiration to set ourselves apart, find a way to prove that we're not just another D&D podcast. So any recommendations you have there would be very appreciated. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your question, Trevor. Now, it is true that as podcasting has grown over the last several years, certain categories and certain types of shows have become more saturated. But that doesn't mean that there's no room for anything new or that you can't build a meaningful audience talking about something that you love. So in this episode, I'll talk about three ways that you can separate yourself from the pack and really stand out so you can grow a meaningful audience even if you're podcasting in a very crowded space. The first thing that you'll need to focus on if you're trying to differentiate yourself from other podcasts in your category is focus on quality. If your listeners have a wide variety of options to choose from when it comes to your subject matter, they're naturally going to go towards the ones that are the most pleasant to listen to. And so you want to focus on making a high quality podcast. And quality really comes down to two things: audio quality and how well you edit your podcast episodes. When it comes to audio quality, there's not a lot you have to do to produce a well-recorded show. All you need to do is use a podcast microphone correctly using good microphone technique. Make sure you record in a well-treated environment, whether that's a walk-in closet or a home office that doesn't have a lot of echo in the background. And then when it comes to editing your podcast episodes, a cleanly edited episode will typically win out over a freeform, unedited podcast episode. Long gone are the days where you could just turn on your microphone, start recording for 2 hours, and then upload that to your podcast host. That's not really doing it anymore if you want to really grow a meaningful audience. If this is just a hobby and you're doing it for fun, absolutely, do your thing, do what makes you happy. But if you're trying to grow a meaningful audience, you need to be editing your podcast episodes. The second thing you can do to really separate yourself from the pack is put more of your personality into your show. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. The only thing that cannot be replicated is you, your personality, your sense of humor, your little quirks. The more that you can add your own personality, your own touch to the things that you're talking about, the more you will separate yourself from other podcasts. Because the information, for the most part, is widely available. For all of our podcasts that we do here at Buzzsprout, whether it's Podcasting Q&A or Buzzcast or How to Start a Podcast, that information is available in other places. Other people talk about these subjects as well. But the reason that our podcasts do exceptionally well in our category is because we're very personable. You know, we talk about the things that we love talking about. In a recent episode of Buzzcast, we talked about, you know, a mystery of why a bunch of people are getting podcast plays in Lake Stevens and, you know, had a lot of fun with that segment. And that was one of the most talked about segments in the entire history of that podcast. And we just had a lot of fun with it. So the more fun you can have with your podcast, the more personality you can put into it, the less likely someone else is going to be able to steal your thunder. And then the third thing you should focus on is collaborating with other podcasters in your space. Whoa, Travis, are you saying I should go on other people's podcasts and share my knowledge, my expertise with them and help their podcast grow? Yeah, because what's going to happen is when you collaborate with other podcasters, some of their audience is going to come and check out your show as well. This really is a situation where the rising tide lifts all boats. So people subscribe to podcasts all the time. People are subscribed to more than one podcast in your category, typically. And so you're not competing apples to apples with other podcasts. If you go and give your expertise on somebody else's podcast and then they come on as a guest on your podcast, that's going to help both of your audiences grow. And here's the cool thing. If you're in a crowded podcast category, that means a lot of people want to hear what you have to say. So the more that you can leverage those existing audiences by collaborating with those podcasts, by being a guest on those podcasts, by interacting with those podcast hosts and getting to know them and building relationships, that is going to help your podcast grow significantly as you continue to put out episodes month after month. Thank you so much for sending us your question, Trevor. Now, if you have a question you want us to answer on a future episode of the show, just go to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click the link in the show notes and leave us a brief audio message. Podcasting Q&A is available both as a video and a podcast. So if you like watching videos, make sure you subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel. If you prefer audio, you can find podcasting Q&A in your favorite podcast listening app. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.